With that, that's all I have right now. I think at this time, we're going to turn it over to Ted S., who's going to speak to us a little bit about the YPAW pamphlet and its importance.
Hello, everybody. First of all, I'd like to thank you, Holly, for bringing me home. Oh, my God. You are me and I am you. We did different things, different states, but here we are today in this room. Isn't that a miracle? I've been in... Excuse me, Doc. I'm sorry, the dog. She's a... Come here, Pete. Come here, baby. Come here. Anyhow. Pete, come here. Let me tell you a little bit about me first. I used to drink a lot, okay? Duh. But I was in the Genesee County Jail in January of 1981 and in 1982, excuse me, and the words of a minister of a church I'd been to came to me and led me to an Alano club in Flint, which led me to Alcoholics Anonymous, and I've been here ever since. And it wasn't my own choice. My choice was I was going to get out of that jail. I was going to let my kids go back. I was a single parent. I was going to let my kids go back to their mother because they'd be better off. I was going to let the house go back to the bank because it didn't need me. I was going to pack my tools and my possessions in my truck. I was going to drink and I was going to drive and I could die, and I was going to die. And that was the very best plan I could come up with at the time. And it made sense. But you guys turned that around. And one of my earlier experiences was a young people's convention in 1982. It was Mickey Paw 1982. We took the train over to Kalamazoo. It changed my life. I saw there was life beyond the darkness. And now that wasn't my sobriety date. I had to do a little more postgraduate study after that, but it was planted in my head. So what can I do? What can I do to give that back? Well, through the course of events, I was elected a lot of different jobs I did in between, but I was elected to be delegate for Area 32 in 2017. And one of the old trustees told me, Ted, you can't save the world, but pick a couple of things that you can do and focus on those things. And so I picked two things. And one of them was there was a couple of areas that were dark, that weren't active. And I worked with them and get a website up and going and get their district meeting going. And the other thing was to improve the communication with YPAW. I think there's a gap. There's a them and us on both sides. And what can I do to help improve that communication? And I'm going to screen share here for a second. One of the things that we did was there was a play called about a group that wanted a pamphlet. Here it is. And it was a four act play, started at the group. They're trying to get a YPAW pamphlet because people in AA as a whole didn't know. I didn't take it seriously. And there's a lot of talent. Actually, I've been involved in bid committees and state conventions and that sort of thing. We really could use the talent that YPAW has. And it seems to me in a lot of cases, although there are some past YPAW people that went on to be trust delegates and even trustees, but I would like to see more people roll over into general service. And this gives from the group to the district. And as you can see, they end up taking this to the area and asking for a letter of recommendation. And Act 4, you're at the General Service Conference, and the topic is this pamphlet. This was just a play, that's all, just a play. And the entire audience becomes the 93 delegates that vote on it. Well, that was fine. And we used, I was a member of MIDIPAW, that was a Mid-Michigan bid for Mickey Paw, and I was the general service liaison. I'm 73 years old, and I'm honored. I'm honored that they let me play. They let me come on the field, and they let me play. And one of the things that we did was, as a skit, for a couple of times we put it on beforehand, but at the that year's Mickey Paw, we performed that play. And I do believe that was a small part of the reason we almost got the bid. Okay. In the meantime, our area has a YPOC committee, excuse me, Young People's Committee, with capital Y, capital P committee. And its purpose is to communicate with General Service what young people events are going on, and both ways, what events that are happening in General Service that YPOC might be involved with, might be interested in. And our young people chairperson went up to the mic at an area assembly, made a motion that Area 32 write a letter of endorsement about a YPOC pamphlet that would be described bid committees, state, regional, and international conventions, YPAA advisory. In the meantime, doing a little research, I didn't even know, and I was a delegate, I didn't even know that there is a Nicky Paw liaison at GSO. I had never ran into him. I was on a different committee, but the YPAW, the Icky Paw liaison was interested in this. And so anyhow, we do have a letter at, and items go to the trustees committee on whatever area it is. This would be literature committee, because the proposal is for a pamphlet describing YPAW in its entirety. It would be an answer to those people say, what is YPAW? You've heard that at meetings. You've announced YPAW events. People say, what's YPAW? And this, it would be a pamphlet describing that, keeping in mind that every group has a fourth tradition. And of course, different YPAW committees do things different ways, and that has to be included in there also. And this was written and this was signed by the Area 32 delegate, alternate delegate, and Area 32 YPAW committee chair. And it was taken serious by the General Service Conference Trustees Committee. Now, in the meantime, it didn't go to the floor. It was not recommended to go to the committee, so to the literature committee, because there was so much other stuff and they wanted a little bit more. And here's the last thing, and I think this is the most important thing right now. This is a letter from the Secretary of the Trustees Literature Committee. The Trustees Literature Committee met in February 2020, discussed the request by Area 30 to consider a pamphlet about young people's YPAA. Please note, the Trustees Literature Committee reviewed the request, developed, and agreed to continue the discussion in their August 2020 meeting. The committee requested that the staff secretary reach out to the submitter, that's us, for more information as to the goal and purpose of the request. That's where we're at right now. We have a Facebook page called YP2020. If you'd like to be added to it, please. And if you'd like to contribute or gather more information, please send an email to ypaa2020@gmail.com. We'll add you all of this stuff, all this background material, and maybe you got more. I've got information from Southern California, which is also one of the few areas that has a YPAW committee at their area assembly. And send an email to ypaa2020@gmail.com. We'll add you to the Facebook page, and we'll appreciate your input. You know, not just if you're for it. Let's say you're against it. Let's say you don't think, I want that too. I want it all. I want the good. I want the bad. I want everything in between, your experience with it. And that's about all I got to say. Just remember that. ypaa2020@gmail.com. My name is Ted Straubel. I'm a grateful recovered alcoholic. My sobriety date is January 15th, 1983. But as my friends know, I just decided to start acting like a grown-up week before last. Thank you.